Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for The Business Side, this week with Tom Wilms, editor of Business Lexington. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, good morning, Alan.
Well, we have a number of headlines to hash out. It's been a while since we talked. So starting first with a new location for Cosmic Charlie's.
Yes, yeah, that is big news. Lots of people have been following that. Folks may remember that Cosmic Charlie's, they originally were on Woodland Avenue in the old Linus Music Club space, and then they moved over to National Avenue in 2016. It was a great spot for them, but they ended up having a lot of some noise complaints from the neighbors. And after trying some mitigation and working with the landlord and some of their neighbors, they just couldn't get the noise issue settled. But the good news is that owners Mark Evans and John Tressaloni signed a lease on West Loudoun and North Limestone. They're actually going to be moving into what was formerly a bus washing station for Lextran.
So how much retrofitting are they going to have to do with this building?
It sounds like a bit. It's 5,000 square feet, all concrete, two large bay doors on each side. And so they're going to do things like build a stage. They plan to build a mezzanine overlooking the main floor and a number of levels throughout. So there'll be open sight lines, you know, turn it into a rock and roll club. As Mark Evans said, there's not many bells and whistles, but it's perfect for a rock club. And they hope to be up and running with that in September.
And they don't anticipate getting a lot of noise complaints down there.
That's what they're hoping. It's solid concrete. There's no windows. And it's on a 5-acre property owned by developer Chad Needham, and who's also planning to develop what they're calling the Gray Line Station and Market in a much larger historic building on the property that was built in 1928. It was the one-time home of Southeast Gray Line Lines, the bus line. And that's going to be a neat mixed-use space, office, events, an open-air market programmed by the NOLI CDC. So much more mixed use and not so residential in that particular spot.
All right. Alfalfa Restaurant in downtown Lexington has new owners. Who are they?
That's right. Amy Messer and her business partner Joe McGinley just bought Alfalfa from the previous owners, Cameron and Keith Heathcote. That just happened a few weeks ago, this past spring. Folks may recognize Amy's name as she bought Linus. Speaking of Linus, she bought the Linus Pub and has been operating that for about a little more than a year now.
And she doesn't anticipate making a lot of menu changes.
No, it's she went to UK and was a professor there, and so she knows Lexington and Linus very well. In fact, she tells a story of many nights going to Linus, partying, being out, and then waking up and enjoying brunch at Alfalfa. So she feels a special connection to both of those businesses and very much wants to continue and build upon their legacies.
All right, and finally, one of the last so-called mom-and-pop hardware stores in Lexington is soon to be up for sale. What's the story with Chevy Chase Hardware?
Yeah, Chevy Chase Hardware, the owners, Bill and Carol Edwards, they announced that they're looking for someone to hopefully to buy the business. It's a historic hardware store, opened in 1946 in Lexington, one of our oldest businesses. And the Edwards have owned it since October of 2000, but they're no strangers to the hardware businesses themselves. They opened Lexington Hardware in 1975, and that was on Richmond Road. But their kids have been involved in running the business, but they're getting up there a little bit. And while they have great stories from running the store, they're looking for retirement and to sell the hardware store.
And this is probably writing on the wall because the major chains have all but cornered the market on the hardware anyway.
Well, you know, that's my hardware store. I grew up going there, as did a lot of people, and I'm always amazed that no matter what I'm looking for, Chevy Chase Hardware tends to have it, and you can always find someone to talk to as well who might have a suggestion or a nice fix for whatever problem it is you're looking to solve.
And if they don't have it, you don't need it, really.
Well, yeah.
Our guest this morning on the business side has been Tom Wilms, editor of Business Lexington. The director's cut of our interview is available at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Tom.
You too. Thank you very much, Alan.